Blog Talk Radio.
Check your pulse. Educate, motivate, and activate. This is Pulse of the People with your hosts, Erica Collins and Stephen Jackson.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Pulse of the People, where we wake up Americans to fight for their democracy. It's Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, coming to you live from New York, New York. I'm here with our legal moderator, Stephen Jackson. We have a very special show for you today during the coronavirus crisis and 2020 elections with Mother Knows from Philadelphia. Stephen?
Hello, everybody. Today, we'll be discussing President Trump's abysmal handling of the corona crisis and whether or not his slow response to deal with such a serious matter jeopardized the lives of many Americans. In addition, we'll discuss the disparate impact the corona crisis apparently is having on the African-American community. In addition to that, we'll also be discussing the 2020 election. Particularly, I'd like to get into a little bit about the recent Supreme Court ruling in Wisconsin with regards to efforts made by the Republican Party there to suppress the franchise of the electorate in Wisconsin.
And tonight's guest is Mother Knows, who hosts the Tea segment, which airs four times daily during the Mother Morning Drive on Power 99 FM from Philadelphia. Mother is also known for proudly giving his voice to Philadelphia's African-American LGBTQ community. Mother Knows began his career in 2007, working at various radio internships and starting his own online The Mother Knows Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. In 2009, he started working at Power 99, helping the morning show gossip features. Mother Knows' role grew until he was elevated to part-time with Power 99 FM's Hot Boys Morning Show and continuing with the current Morning Rise and Grind Morning Show lineup of Mikey Dredd, Roxy Romeo, with Mother Knows. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Erica and Cousin Steve.
Good morning, Mother.
How y'all feeling?
Mother, good.
We're feeling
great.
We're
hanging in.
Thank
here.
You. Under circumstances.
Mother, we are in some unprecedented times. What top mental health tips or inspiration can you give the people of Philadelphia and all cities in America during the coronavirus crisis?
Listen, I want everyone to stay positive during this pandemic. This can really put you in a sour place. We have to take breaks from watching and reading or listening to news stories, including social media, because hearing about the pandemic repeatedly can be upsetting. And we just have to take one day at a time, period. It's really not much we can do. Stay positive, pray, please wash your hands. I know you're tired of hearing it, but you have to keep enforcing that. And remember that these are temporary measures and you're not alone. You can listen to music, you can watch TV, you can exercise. There's so many things you can do.
What's your personal favorite for meditating at this moment?
Oh, man, I am listening to music. You hear me? From Mary J. Blige to Yolanda Adams. I got my gospel playlist to help me out. I got my 90s R&B playlist. I may look at a few things on TV, and I'm well connected with family and friends.
Very important. Connected with family and friends.
Yes,
Stephen, these last couple weeks have been like a never-ending sci-fi movie at the White House Apprentice. How do you feel the president is handling the coronavirus crisis?
That, Erica, that, that must be a rhetorical question, you know, to me anyway. But listen, look, obviously his response to the crisis has been abysmal and detrimental to the well-being of all Americans, particularly African Americans. When you read the impact of the disparate impact of the crisis on the African American community in terms of sickness and death, inequalities. For example, in Illinois, African Americans only constitute 43% of the population, and 15% of the population, and 43% of the deaths resulting from the COVID-19 virus. In Michigan, where African Americans constitute only 14% of the population, 40% of deaths attributed to COVID-19 are African Americans. In Louisiana, where African Americans only constitute 33% of the population, 70% of all deaths attributable to the COVID-19 virus are African American. That is totally unacceptable. That is abysmal. And it's compounded by the fact that the CDC is very and has been very slow in disseminating this information to the public. It's almost akin to pulling teeth in terms of getting the appropriate data from the CDC to more properly analyze the impact of President Trump's inaction in dealing with one of the most serious crises in the history of America.
Very, very true, and very, very sad. It really highlights the injustices, specifically in our communities, the lack of access to tests, affordable health care.
Right.
Many of us are on the front lines with low-income jobs, and in general, racial inequality. Mother, can you reflect on your experiences and comment on what's going on specific to your area in Philly?
Well, Philadelphia, let me just say one thing we are all doing is praying. I would like to talk about the good because we constantly talk about the bad. One thing, crime is down, and it's down big time across Pennsylvania. Total crime offenses are down 89%. Property crimes are down 91%. DUIs have dropped 71%. So that's a good thing. But to be honest, it's scary. Because just like Stevie said, we don't have answers, and everything changes day to day. I think the people just want the truth right about now.
The truth.
And that's what we don't have.
What do you think people in the community, I know everybody's kind of on lockdown, but what can people do to help the community or to get the truth?
That's a good question, Erica. And to be honest, I don't even have the answer for that. That's up to POTUS and his administration.
Well,
I don't think that we will ever get the truth. But we definitely need a cure.
Well,
that's one thing. They need to find a cure ASAP for this.
Well, Mother, you hit exactly on the point of the problem with this administration, not only with this particular issue, but certainly with every issue that confronted the information from the confronted the administration from its inception. The total lack of transparency, the total lack of truthfulness, and the constant deceiving of the American public, and sacrificing the lives and well-beings of the electorate. And it seems like, I'm just going to go into another area now, it seems like even in terms of profiteering on this tragedy, when you look at reports that suggest that President Trump had an interest in the experimental of medications dealing potentially with the coronavirus cure. To what extent does his financial interests tie into his decisions in responding to this very tragic crisis. That I certainly feel should be scrutinized and ultimately investigated by the Congress and the Senate. This is outrageous.
I would like to piggyback on what you said something earlier about how President Trump handled the coronavirus. I just want to say that he hasn't handled a damn thing. He's done a poor job. First and foremost, he tried to ignore and downplay the virus. Something needed to be done the month of January when the first known case hit the USA. That would have saved
you
lives.
Tell him, mother.
Now, other than the lies and misinformation, POTUS has done an awful job.
You tell him,
exactly.
Definitely. And these press conferences, to piggyback on Stephen, it's so obvious they're starting to become a promotion for specific companies.
So sad.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, he's basically politicized his press conferences, turned them into false information-oriented infomercials in a way. How you circumvent and really undermine the efforts of the medical community when you utter statements that clearly are not based on fact, clearly are not based on medical sources or information, but clearly are rooted in this corrupt president's personal, financial, and political interests. And again, to sacrifice the lives of the American people for the sake of your financial and political well-being, to me, is repugnant and disgusting. And my hope and prayer is that come November 3rd of this year, we rid ourselves of this nightmare.
Round of applause for that. That's why it's so important that we get out there and vote. There are no excuses for you not to take your black ass out there and do your due diligence to get this man out of office, period.
black, white, yellow, brown ass.
Here you
also.
Go, Puerto Rican. I'm just saying.
Everything. We have to crash the polls November 3rd to get rid of this scourge. We really
mm-hmm.
do.
Yeah, and don't
I mean,
forget
this man,
there are some areas you can mail in your vote.
Yes, you can.
Well, mm-hmm. Erica, hopefully that will be sustained. We all know that President Trump now is undertaking efforts to eliminate that. You mm-hmm. see what happened in just to move on to the 2020 election in Wisconsin with regards to the Democratic governor's attempt to postpone the primary in order to deal adequately with the COVID-19 crisis. And what happened? The Republican Supreme Court in Wisconsin overturned his decision. The Republican Supreme Court in the United States supported the Republican Supreme Court's decision. Wisconsin, this is abysmal. The effect of that was to force people out in the street during a global pandemic, putting their health at risk in order to exercise their right of franchise. That is unprecedented. That is equally abysmal. And certainly that is something that should be in the minds of every citizen in this country when we go into the voting booth on November 3rd of this year.
Amen.
True. Mother, can you tell us, I mean, there's a lot of people right now that are out of work. They're sitting and they're waiting for something, some glimmer of hope. What steps should they be taking to empower themselves and, you know, get that fury to get to the polls?
Well, first and foremost, I would like to say prayers up for everyone that's unemployed due to coronavirus. But I want them to know that there are tons of places that's hiring. Walmart is hiring, CVS is hiring, Lowe's is hiring, Domino's is hiring. These places are looking to hire people. So please go online, check them out, upload your resume so so you can get back to work. And most importantly, prayers to everyone that's been impacted by this global pandemic, because it's really sad. You know, people are losing their jobs daily. I told Steve the other day, we over here at Power 99, we are just so thankful to still be able to say that we're working. I am grateful to get up every morning to know that I have a job. It's hard out here. I don't know what people are going to do. Businesses are closing. Look at the beauty business, barbershops. It's fellas that haven't been to the barbershop in months. I had to cut my own hair on Sunday. I'm serious. That's how real this is. I'm just saying, it's real out here.
Well, Mother, Grandpa?
Mother?
Yeah. What'd you say, Delica?
The gray is coming in. Have you seen some of the celebrity
Yes. Hey, Erica, Steve, 50 Cent was clowning Diddy, Kevin Hart, and all of them. And those guys are gold.
Well, you know, I mean, you can't go to your stylist in the middle of
exactly.
a pandemic. I guess it's pretty close.
That's right.
Appointment for that.
But that's
so
how we I was having this conversation. I was letting God know that you can do it yourself. This is the time where you find out all the skills that you never had. You can cut your own hair. You don't have to go out there to a barber. We're so used to having people do things for us.
That is very true.
Yeah, but you know,
that is true.
It'd be good, though, to get back to some sense of normalcy
at
some point, because this is not sustainable, and this really isn't us. We shouldn't have to resort to this type of existence. And hopefully, again, the people will galvanize around the Democratic candidate and ultimately oust this idiot out of office, and so we can return to some degree of regularity and normalcy.
And this is why it's extremely important to stay home, put a mask on, okay, and stay 6 feet apart, people. Please, social distancing is extremely important.
There are a lot of problems with people not understanding exactly what social distancing is. What are you seeing, Mother?
They're stupid. They're out here playing ball. They're out here running and jogging and having parties and having gatherings. You were warned. People don't know how to follow orders. But you're going to follow orders when that COVID creep up on you. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. All you need to do is stay your ass at home. You can watch TV. You can listen to music. This is not the time to be outside. And if you are, and if you have to, I understand. But you got to protect yourself, and you have to protect others. Wear gloves. Wear masks. Just do the right thing, man. This too shall pass. Right about now, we just want this to be over. So we all just praying for better days, but we have to do the right thing.
So true.
Steven?
Yeah, so true. I mean, to piggyback on that, it's important that we understand the seriousness of the virus and how it's circulating throughout the world and how it's compounded and exacerbated by this president's ineffectiveness and incompetence. So, yeah, we certainly have to take on to ourselves more of a responsibility to deal with the crisis. Fortunately, you know, I have to give props to my governor, Governor Cuomo, who I have been calling President Cuomo now, quite frankly, given given how helpful and how informative and how essential he has been to the American people in keeping us informed, keeping us grounded, and keeping us calm. That's a stark contrast into what's reflected from the federal government. So I have to give props to him, and certainly props to the governor in California, who was well ahead of this crisis. And as a reward of him being well ahead in terms of social distancing early on, mask early on, advocating the wearing of masks early on. It has benefited California to the extent that they have, irrespective of the highest population, the greatest population in the land, right now they have one of the lowest rates of infection and certainly deaths in this country. And that's attributable to effective, competent leadership at the state level, and we're missing that drastically at the federal level.
Very true. And Governor Andrew Cuomo has just been a blessing, an unexpected blessing to the entire nation. And, of course,
yes,
our
has.
Hearts and thoughts go out to his brother, Chris Cuomo,
yes,
who's dealing with that,
yes,
and,
yes,
and showing it to us live on CNN. And I got to give props to Governor Murphy in New Jersey. Kind of same type of thing is starting to fall. As far as trying to hit the apex and everything here as well.
And you know what? I would like to give props to a few celebrities. You know, Oprah, big shout-outs to Oprah. She announced on Instagram that she's donating $1 million to America's Food Fund to support those facing food insecurity. You got Jay-Z and Rihanna. They donated millions to the coronavirus relief effort. You have Ciara and her husband, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. They donated millions, mills, to the Food Line Lifetime charity, and Cardi B is doing her thing in New York. So everyone is doing their thing, man. We're all affected by this, and we just want this to be over.
That's the good thing. The one good thing about the crisis, it has brought people together, and it does show the heart and soul of the people of this country and coming together in an attempt to address a serious problem. So to that extent, you know, we have to give props certainly to the American people too.
Amen.
True. And it seems like, Mother, don't you think we're like ready for a song, like a national song, like We Are the World?
Yeah. Erica, I was just saying to myself, because this reminds me of We Are the World. I was like, how come an artist hasn't come out with a song yet? It's coming.
Right.
Someone's going to come out with something. Talk
Mother, work it out. Work it out.
Oh, I don't sing. I can't sing for a lick. I can run my mouth all day long.
You get them to run your mouth. Get them together. We're getting them together.
We can add a great idea.
Hey, we could take this back to Jerry Lewis and have the Mother Knows telethon.
That's true.
Very, very
that's true.
True. Very true.
That's absolutely true.
Well, thank you so much, Mother Knows, for being on the show. We know that you and the T will be a great continued success, and we look forward to watching you serve the community. Did you have anything else to add?
No, I just want to say thank you so much, Cousin Stevie and Erica, for having me on your show. And once again, all we want is the truth, because Black folks are losing their lives, sanity, mental health, and money being trapped in homes without answers. We need to find a cure for corona. We need to continue to protect ourselves, wash our hands, wear our masks, wear our gloves. I know it looks like a crazy movie when you go to your local market. I went to the market the other day. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. I don't want to be bothered. Don't touch me. I'm like, move. But we have to. It's serious. That's how serious this is, you know. And I'm praying. I'm praying for all of us. I'm praying for the world. I'm praying for people that's been impacted. I'm praying for people that's out of work. I'm just sending prayers because that's what we need right now. Positivity wins.
Thank you. Steven?
Thank you. Well said, Mother Knows. That's the perfect segue to the call to action, which you just eloquently stated. Everybody stay safe, stay at home, wash your hands, wear a mask in public if you have to go out, listen diligently to the professionals, the medical professionals, for as much information as you can, pray and hope that we get through this crisis, and by all means, come November 3rd, vote.
Bye, Orange Face.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
For more information on how you can be a guest, you can like us on Facebook. And can listen to Mother Knows on Power 99 FM. Thanks for listening to our 2020 Blog Talk Radio, Pulse of the People. Remember to check us out on Twitter at Pulse of the People and Facebook at Pulse of the People.
This is Pulse of the People.